Castology.
Hello and welcome to Castology. We are the podcast full of podcast nerds who like to tell you what podcasts you should listen to. I am your host, Liz Best. To my right is
Patrick Shearer, the other host.
And to his right,
Zane C. Weber, the
other host. Guys, thank you so much for sending in your recommendations. We are getting so many recommendations to go through.
And so many new podcasts to listen to.
I am half excited and half really intimidated with how many podcasts we need to listen to.
Feeling overwhelmed.
I'm just whelmed. I'm full of whelm. I just love the fact that people are sending their stuff in, and there's some really good stuff. Like,
it's encouraging.
You guys, you and your podcast, you're doing so well. So over the next few weeks, but not today, we've curated a few that we're going to be saying on air in the next couple of weeks,
Absolutely.
A few recommendations that are reaching our list. So keep an ear out if you have submitted any podcasts.
Yeah, next week we'll see my first submission recommendation. I'm not sure if the others have.
I think that mine might be not next week, but the week after.
Cool.
I think that's where I'm going to slot it in, unless that's one of our themed episodes, because we're going to chuck in a little themed episode just to throw you off every
now
and then.
That's true. We have.
We've got a drinking one coming up, do we not?
We've got a drinking one coming up next week.
Oh, now yeah. I need to find a drinking podcast.
Booze, guys. Booze.
Can I just drink?
This is the month that you're not drinking, so suck shit, Pat.
Damn it.
So, yeah, we'll be doing a few of those recommendations from your submissions, which is very bloody exciting. But this week, as always, we'll start off by reviewing the submissions that we all put to the table last week. So if you didn't listen to last week's episode and you want more of a comprehensive guide as to what that particular show that we're talking about is all about, go back, listen to last week's, and then listen to this week's, because we're kind of like a listen-along podcast, aren't we?
Yeah, so we'll recommend 1 week, and then the next week we'll review.
And give you guys a chance to listen along with us and kind of maybe write in and tell us what you thought, because you might be like, no, Liz, that's a stupid opinion and you suck.
Yeah.
And feel free to write that, because I have a heart of stone. So last week we had as our recommendations, we had Serial from me, we had Radiolab from Patrick, and we had Ain't It Rich from Zane.
Ain't It though?
Ain't
two
it?
Of the biggest podcasts in the world from me and Liz, and then this tiny little Brisbane-based podcast,
Zane. It's like David and Goliath.
I warned you at the very start that I try my best to
find. No, I love it.
Tiny, unknown, new podcasts and give them a shout out. Because
I love it. So, well, shall we start with Ain't It Rich then?
Please do.
So, first of all, when you first told me you were giving me an episode about the Harlem Globetrotters, I was a bit like, why? So I laughed because they had the same reaction when the host was going to say, I'm talking about the Harlem Globetrotters. They were just like, this week, just to throw everyone off, I'm going to talk about sport. And everyone else went, and someone even said, I think, I'm out of breath just listening to you talk right now. And I was like, yeah, me too. So this type of stuff is my bag. This is exactly in the Liz Best wheelhouse of podcasts, because it's teaching me something. It's being chatty, it's swearing, maybe probably a few dick jokes in there. Like, it's history with dick joke. I mean, like, joking about Greco-Roman wrestling at the same time as telling me, you know, what barnstorming is and how the Harlem Globetrotters became the Harlem Globetrotters, aka racism at its finest.
Yep.
I dug it. And I love the fact that someone mentioned Bean Lee, because I was like, yeah, Brisbane. if I were to tabulate the type of podcast that I like, it's where I can learn whilst chatting and joking. That's what I love.
And they do their fair amount of like crime talk and legal talk as well.
While I was listening to them, and I don't know, this is probably going to sound really egotistical, but I was like, oh, they sound like us, like the three of us. And then I was like, well, then if I say I think they're amazing, is that being really up myself? But I was like, yeah, it's two guys and a girl and they sound like us, and can we be their friends? Do you want to be our friends, guys? They can be our friends, right?
Well, on the day of recording, I've just gone onto their Facebook page and given them the 5-star recommendation because I realized that I could do that. And I had yet to do that.
Yay. So yeah, I went on and did that. So today. We're totally friends with these guys.
Yeah,
now.
Like we're virtually best friends.
Sweet. Cool. Let's have drinks.
Amazing.
Yeah. Facebook, you know, it does magical things.
Connects people together.
What did you think, Pat?
I wasn't as big of a fan as you were, Liz.
Mm. But maybe I did don't enjoy, be friends with Patrick.
Yeah.
Guys?
We're not gonna be mates. No, we'll be fine. You recommended for me the private school episode.
Yes,
and
private schools.
Before I saw that, I saw that there was a Shearer's Strike episode and I wondered why you didn't recommend that one to me. So I listened to the Shearer's Strike episode first.
Well, just because your last name's Shearer.
Yes, precisely because my last name is Shearer.
And
I found that
cowboy.
Very informative.
Yeah.
And good.
They do their research. Yeah. They're not just kind of just finding an article and reading it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, I enjoyed the episodes reasonably well. Probably not as much as Liz.
Yeah, but you tend to like super thinky stuff, whereas I tend to like chatty versions.
Yeah,
so
I
it's
wasn't,
more
yeah,
me than
it
you.
It was a bit too, I don't know.
Jokey?
Not even
casual?
That. Yeah, but I don't know. I just wasn't hitting their
Australian
vein
Brisbane
of humor, I don't think. So because I was listening, I realized I was listening to the private school one very fast and I was like, oh, it's not going to be as funny if I'm listening to it this fast. So then I slowed it down. But as I slowed it down, it got straight to the point where they were making a joke about some gay black metal rocker from Europe. And there was just talking about cum coming out of his asshole or something like that. And it wasn't, to me, it wasn't that funny. And I was just like, oh, I picked
Patrick
the bad
Shearer,
point.
Intellectual, Liz Best, fart
no,
jokes
but I mean,
and
I'm,
dick
I'm
jokes.
I'm all about fart jokes and dick jokes. I mean, just it was very difficult to pull off sometimes, I think. And I mean, I get it. They're comedians. They're working their shit out. It's not like these are, they're just doing it in the
you
moment.
Dick jokes are hard to pull off.
Yeah. Well, they can be.
They can be.
Yeah.
They can be.
I mean, I respect them for going there.
I'm a child.
It just didn't land with me. But it was very informative, especially as someone who went to a private school. Some of the shit that they were referencing, I was aware of. And then it reminded me of some of the scandals that went down in my private school.
I need to
school.
Listen to this episode because I went to private and public. I had a hellish time at private school and finished off my schooling years in public school because... Holy
girls.
Hell.
Private
because
girl skills,
girls,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Do not, everybody who has children, anybody who has children who are not yet in school, do not send girls to all girls' schools. It is like a bitch incubator.
Yeah, my sister
to be
literally
fair,
got
boys' schools as well.
Well, my time at my school was actually quite enjoyable, but it was very specific to my grade, which was weird because other people in other grades didn't really have quite. A nice cohesive unit we did, and I know guys from other private schools who also had terrible times.
Yeah,
and like so it's yeah I don't know, it's very hit and miss. I if I have children, I don't know what I'm gonna do with them.
Mine was so bad. Mine was so bad that my mother pulled me out of school in the holidays without telling the private school that she'd done so. Yeah. And she like did that, like they were still calling my name on the roll for about 3 weeks.
Yeah, my sister changed towns.
Oh, sugar.
It was bad.
Why did I say sugar instead of shit? I never
Where
don't
are
swear.
You?
I don't know. Cool. So that is our opinion on Ain't It Rich.
Mm. Yeah.
If you guys want to go have a listen, have a listen. If you haven't already, give them a leg up. They're a Brizzy podcast. We like to support Australian and Brisbane
Boost.
Podcasts. So next, shall we go from the smaller podcast to the worldwide phenomenon?
To arguably the biggest podcast ever.
Ever. You know, it's award-winning, 340 million downloads, season one and season two. It's a bit friggin' nuts. Serial. What did you – okay, first of all, how many episodes did you listen to and what did you think?
4, I think.
Uh-huh.
I think I got to 4. I plan on finishing the first season because I really, really enjoyed it.
You gotta want to know, right?
Yeah, I do want to know. I'm curious.
This makes me so happy because everybody else in the world to me was like, Liz, I can't believe you hasn't listened to Serial. So when I found somebody else who hasn't listened to it, I'm like, want to be like, tell me all of your things. What do you think? Do you think you did it yet?
Right now,
because it'll change.
I don't think that he did, but yes, I know
it'll
it's going to
change.
I mean, it's very. It's. I mean, I don't know how much I want to give away to the people that we're. recommending the podcast to who haven't listened to it
yet. Yeah, well, trying to do it without spoilers.
Yeah.
Because well, I've listened to the whole thing. Yeah, yes, I listened to the whole thing
before. Before it was cool.
Yeah, well, if that's the case, I mean, even with the four episodes that I've listened to, there's moments where you're like, yeah, and then you're like, no, and then you're like, yeah, and then you're like, no.
And I think that's a sign of really good narrative.
Yeah, like it's obviously designed to do that. Like it's not a story that, well, it's not, the investigation obviously didn't progress in the same way that they're telling the story.
And that's what I like, though, that she says a few times, I think, that she spent like a year of her life researching this before starting putting the first episode together, and she was still researching while she was putting the rest of this stuff together.
And I can definitely see where a very fatal murder is coming out.
Yes, like with all the quotes.
That, yeah, I thought it was. It made a very fatal murder that much funnier. Listening to this.
I know.
I was like, holy shit. Oops. They did it so well.
I recommended the parody before I showed him the original source material.
I'm glad they did, yeah.
But now you get it. Like the whole way they're like, he couldn't have done it. He couldn't have. Well, I think he did do it because, you know, like just all the little quotes and the little, they've got the theme song that it starts playing underneath all the things. Like it's very tropic. Like it's very, and I don't know, like I think a lot of other podcasts.
Tropical.
Like have copied, not copied, but emulated.
They've invented a framework.
They did, and it works, I think.
Well,
what does Zane think?
I don't want to say that it doesn't work because it is a very good podcast. It deserves to be as popular as it was. And you say that I liked it before it was cool. I was like, this podcast was never not cool.
Yeah, well, it was number one before it even was released.
I think, though, if you're appreciating it for the text that it is, that's fine. But I think if you think about what it has done as a text for podcasts in general, I think it is treading on dangerous territory because the narrative that it is telling is obviously trying to make you think one way or another.
Yes.
And that, when you're dealing with nonfiction, I feel isn't responsible in the journalistic sense as they try to make out that they're trying to be.
Mm.
That being said, you want to listen to it.
Well, this is the thing, and this is something I've struggled with. There's another one podcast that I'll recommend down the track called Teacher's Pet that I feel did a very similar thing in that, look, it is pushing the agenda of Sarah Koenig and her team and their opinions. But I like the method of storytelling and how I feel like it's like I'm watching a TV show that I'm really excited to get to the next step. So as long as you're kind of aware that, you are being slightly narratively manipulated.
Yeah.
And this is the thing. Like as soon as I finished listening to the whole series, I was really quite lucky in the fact that when I was listening to it, just as I finished it, the story, for reasons that I'm not going to mention, hit the news again.
Yeah.
And so then I felt culturally relevant. but I did a lot of Googling myself when I'd finished because whenever I listen to these types of podcasts, I want to do my own research and armchair detectiving just to kind of see where I sit. And I think a lot of people felt like that with season two. A lot of people got really cranky with the editorializing of the Bo Bergdahl case.
Of course, like it's the same with documentaries that are about nominally about a topic, but they're
like
really
making
about
a murderer.
But they're real. Well, I'm going to bring up the movie Tickled, which is about some New Zealand journalists who discovered this weird underground tickling enterprise that may or may not be pornographic, and then they got threatened legally. And so while it was nominally about this tickling thing that was taking advantage of young men, it became more about the journalists themselves investigating the tickling thing.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
And I think that Serial does that same sort of thing but hides it better.
Yeah.
And so if this was a small operation and they're like people trying to do the thing and they were like, this was their story, like upfront and honest, I would have no problem with this at all. But the fact that it is so produced makes me doubt it a little more, but I still love it. Yeah. But like it's honestly because it's so popular that I feel that I can go, look, it might not be totally what it seems to be though.
Yeah. But again, if you enjoy it, listen and absolutely. Do your research. So our next Radio recommendation Lab. From last week was Radio
yes,
Lab.
Tell me about Radio Lab.
What did you, well, okay. What did I think?
Yeah. What did you
Zane
think?
Zane gestured to me, so I'll go first. So I really enjoyed this. I had the Post No Evil one about Facebook moderators. Again, this is the type of podcast that I quite like. Quick, snappy edits, little bits of sound bites, quotes, little bits of music, little kind of, I guess I'd call them narrative aids, like when they'd be talking about someone having a post pop up that had the little bing sound that it makes when you get a notification. Yeah. And I feel like that kind of immersive podcast telling, I can't word, but it feels like they're really immersing you in the story. Yeah.
The first time I ever listened to this, that's one of the things that jumped out to me, because I'd only ever listened to conversational sort of things, and I was like, oh, you can actually do a podcast like this?
And they didn't fuck around. Like, they get straight into the topic, which I love, because as much as like, you know, I love, like, I keep going back to them, the My Favorite Murder Girls. I quite love their banter and fucking around at the start, but that's because I was already in love with their style. Yeah. Mm. Whereas listening to, like, some of the one-off episodes, I've decided that unless I already love the host, I fucking hate banter at the start of podcasts. And these people get straight into it, and that's what I liked. Plus, I was horrified because it was talking about I guess how they draw the line for what they post on Facebook and what they don't, what they approve and what they don't. And they were talking about how a lot of these rule changes started because there were a bunch of mothers that were protesting that they couldn't show breastfeeding photos on Facebook. And then they changed the rules so that you could show breastfeeding photos as long as the baby's mouth was physically attached to the nipple.
Oh.
Physically attached. Right. Not
that was...
And then they changed it so that you could only show one nipple and the baby's face didn't have to be attached to the nipple. And then they changed it. Like, it's all this evolving process where they think they've got it right and then someone drops something. Like, there was another one where they'd allowed all this and then all of a sudden moderator's clicking through, sees this picture and goes, what the fuck? And it's someone breastfeeding a goat, which – after they did their research, they found was a cultural thing that they do when the flock is particularly like starving or hard done by, it's like a thing. But even when they found out the cultural relevance, they're like, well, this is where we draw the line. We can't allow this. And then see years ago, do you remember when there was that horrific video of I think it was, what was his name? Jihadi Jack or what?
He Jihadi
was
like John?
John. He was a British.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And he was beheading somebody. So this was before you could turn the autoplay feature off. And I was scrolling in my feed before they
fucking hate the autoplay
before
feature.
They blocked out this image may contain explicit things.
Yeah.
And I saw that, reported it, did not violate community guidelines. And to this day, I've gone, why the fuck did that not? It's literally beheading someone.
Yeah.
I got my answer in this podcast because they were talking about the Boston Marathon bombing and talking about how someone had their leg blown off and it was a photo that went all around. It went really viral and they were arguing in the room for ages about what to do about it. They decided to take it down and then old Zuckerberg goes, nope, it's newsworthy. Keep it up. And that immediately defined them as a publisher, whether they wanted to be one or not, kind of I think that's fucked if you go, well, it's newsworthy so people can see it. I'm like, yeah, but you're still – I don't know.
We anyway. Still haven't decided what these things are, these enormous social media platforms. Are they public utilities? Are they information?
Well, they're a bit of everything, I think. They are a publisher now. They're curators. They're publishers. They're platforms for citizen journalists. And
they need to be regulated.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yes, we need to ban them. What?
What?
Another podcast.
But I, like, even if you only listen to one episode, I would 100% recommend this particular, because I usually get to listen to two or three, but this week I only had time to listen to one.
Mm. I'll curate some.
I was fascinated by it.
Well, I think I actually gave you guys another.
You gave us a few. You sent us one.
Well, there's one I listened to, like, recently that I was like, oh, you guys should listen to this.
Yes.
This one's great. And it's nice. It's happy. It's glorious.
Yeah.
It's not full on and confronting.
Well, I listened to 4 episodes. I listened to the Unerased
series. You're such an overachiever. Yeah.
No, well, I didn't know that there were 4 episodes when I did that. I thought there was only 2. There might have only been 2
Zane
at the time.
And yet still stepped up to the plate.
I'm not accusing you.
No, but I just feel bad that I gave you all this stuff.
Yeah, you
I love
should.
Listening to podcasts, and it's a good series. So they're a companion piece to Boy Erased, the film about conversion therapy. And they go in and they talk to the psychologist, the professor that is literally responsible for
the guy who's
starting conversion therapy.
Oh, that fucker.
Nothing
will change my mind.
No, no. So he started it, and then he basically, someone came to him and said, I have these urges. I want to not have these urges. Can you help me? And so he said, well, if you were having a bad reaction to something else and we wanted you to not have that bad reaction anymore, we would start associating it with good things and not with the bad things. So he gave them a Playboy magazine and said, so when you start having the urges for men, masturbate to this magazine instead and try to convert yourself that way. Then it led into a partnership with Playboy, and then it got kind of adopted into the practices of the day. And then the scientists shifted after exposure to the gay community, saying that, like, it's not us that are the problem, it's society's treatment of us that's the problem. And they go, that's true. So this isn't a psychological problem anymore, it's a societal problem. And then they go into the Christian community taking up that flame from where the psychiatrists have put it down.
This guy wasn't shocking people.
I've still got my cranky face on.
Yeah. Listen to it. It's very enlightening, if nothing else. Like, this guy, he acknowledges what he's done and tells you what he's tried to do since then.
Right.
And people being people have either listened or not. I've also listened to other episodes of Radiolab. Unerased is different to most of them, I found. Some of them I find are sometimes a little condescending.
Mm.
But that's the only criticism I have of them.
Yeah, I think I share the same sort of criticism.
Yeah.
But I still find that it's too...
When you get over
it's
that...
too interesting.
Yeah,
to
there's a lot of great content in there to listen to and latch on to.
Yeah.
So
and
I
some
I
of
think
their spin-off ones, which I might recommend later.
Yeah.
More Perfect, which is about how basically a lot of laws have been made because of unprecedented court cases. And I just find that super fascinating.
Yep. So I've definitely subscribed to this one as well. So.
Yeah, I think I'd pop this on my subscription list, mostly because I think that they do a really good job of making it feel like it's part curated script written and part chat.
Yeah, yeah.
And they do a good job of integrating that in small bites for my attention deficit-y mind.
I mean, the one that was particularly, I felt was particularly condescending was Tweak the Vote. They're talking about how American democracy is different to, say, Irish democracy and why one is failing and one is not. And they're having a conversation with an expert, and they were like, well, what about this? And he's like, well, I knew you would say that. And so it was something like this. And he's like, well, that's a good answer, but I have a problem about this now. Mm. It's like, well, that problem could be solved.
Right.
Like, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Just have a conversation about what the problem is rather than this kind of weird scripted back and forth. But I've subscribed to it, so.
Nice. How many podcasts have you got on your subscription list? Have you ever counted?
It's a lot.
Okay.
I think it's well over 70 now.
Wow.
Yowza. Okay. Well, on that note, we're ready to move on to our – have we done everybody?
Yeah.
Yep. Yes. Good. I'm just like, what have we talked about? Where am I? What day is it? Okay. So we'll go on to this week's recommendations. So why don't we start with Pat?
Okay. Sure. This is the first podcast that I believe I'm recommending that is Australian.
Ooh.
I don't even know if it's...
Milestone.
Well, it's an Australian host, but when I first started listening to it, he was actually based in LA because he'd just recently been working at HuffPost, but then sort of started doing his own solo thing. His name is Josh Zepps, and I like him. And since he's, I think, returned to Australia, he's basically been doing the same thing, but it's been a bit more Aussie-centric.
So what's the podcast called?
It's called Hashtag We The People Live with Josh Zepps. It's news and politics, science.
Surprise.
So, yeah, he's great. I think for Zane, I've recommended the episode that he did with Dr. Carl.
Mm-hmm.
That is correct, yes?
Any old episode for Zane, episode 139.
I said for you guys any old episode. Like, these are all good.
What's the vibe of this? Is it, like, chatty? Is it
Yeah,
is it
it's
research?
Chatty. You know, he in the past has done, like, panel shows where when he was in the States, he would, you know, do a live episode at like a pub and, you know, he'd get comedians and experts to come on and people from a variety of political leanings. And then they just all got up there and, you know, have a few drinks and talk shit. And it was great. And now it's sort of because of where he is now. I think he's had twins recently I can't remember. Has he adopted? Because he's gay. I don't know if he's adopted twins with his husband or if they've
surrogate.
Yeah, I can't remember what's actually happened. But now because he's raising twins, it's not as full on. So he isn't releasing episodes as frequently as I would like, actually. But it is now more, one-on-one. He'll get an expert on. And
they just pick
talk.
A topic?
Yeah, well, yeah. It's usually pretty politically focused. But I did pick the science one for Zane because I know he's a fan of science. And then for you, I think I've got episode 139, which is the most recent one, which has been out for a while because obviously twins. and is the US undemocratic?
Interesting.
So that's, yeah.
How long are they roughly?
They range from like an hour to an hour and a half usually.
So short for you.
Yeah, pretty short considering my usual breadth. Length.
Stop bragging, Patrick.
Yes.
Okay, well, we'll give that a listen and let you know what we think.
Do it.
This week I'm recommending a little one I've only recently discovered, so I haven't actually listened to all of them yet, called I Secretly Recorded My Boyfriend. And
which
it is
just sounds like an invasion of personal space.
Yes, it does. What a wonderful invasion of personal space that it is. So she basically, this woman, Jo, does exactly what she says on the label, and she secretly records her boyfriend. He is from Birmingham, so he's got a very strong Brummy accent, which means that some of the stuff he says sounds doubly funny to me. So basically it's one of those podcasts where she's like, look, basically sometimes he says really funny stuff, so I'm going to record it and then I'm going to get two of my mates to discuss it. And she's got one guy friend who usually is on the defensive for the male gender and goes, hang on a minute, but blah, blah, blah. And then her female friend who is usually on her side, if not a little more harsh than Joe is. So they are Sparky and Katie.
I like that. That's a nice dynamic.
Yeah. She's like, I'm the presenter of the information and you two tell me what you think of it. And the information is funny. So she's like having conversations with her boyfriend and she's like, yeah, you know, he was telling me about this blister that he had on his foot and I asked him what sort of thing he'd put on it. And they cut to a clip of him where she's like, what's that you've got on your foot? And he's like, a pedo patch. She's like, what do you mean a pedo patch? He's like, a pedo, you know, pedo. She's like, do you mean compede? He's like, oh, pedo. She's like, you can't call it a pedo patch. So just like funny little asides like that. Mm. And also, you know when you're in a relationship and someone, oh, darling, you know, and somebody goes, I never said that. She always knows.
Because she's recorded
him. She's recorded him. So as yet, with as far as I've gotten, as yet he is not aware. They've come up with all of these different things so that they're like, every time you post about our show, hashtag this, and I've made sure that I've logged onto his Twitter so if anybody hashtags this, it's blocked from his feed. he's always like, oh, I don't want Twitter. It's terrible. She's like, let me delete it from your phone. He's like, oh, no. So it's just one of those funny podcasts that I like to listen to in the background because it makes me giggle and, you know, making fun of people in a light-hearted way is funny. Plus, right, the number of times I've been in a relationship and I've gone, I swear to God, if I was recording you, I could play back exactly what you said. And you told me that you never do this and you did it yesterday. So that's my recommendation. I said to do what I did, which is start at the start or start wherever and just listen to as many or whatever you like, because it's all just – it's almost like a sketch show, in that she just basically talks about topics and then will put forward a little sketch that's happened in her everyday life.
Yeah, about a sketch that one person isn't aware of.
This thing writes Look, itself.
You know, there is part of me that goes – Surely he no, because she's like, what are you know, he's either really as dim as she makes him out to be or like surely she's even been on other people's podcasts doing interviews about this. So there's got to be a point where like
he's got to know that something's going on. Yeah, like she's doing something.
Podcast. What's your podcasting about? Like, I don't know.
What's your podcast called?
Cool. Yeah. It's called They Secretly Blah, 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 Bye. So that's my recommendation for this week. And what have you got for us this week?
When
Zane,
my favorite podcast of all time, The Thrilling Adventure Hour, left my life.
I'm still devastated, even though I just found out about it.
Paul F. Tompkins did his best to fill it with a new podcast called Spontaneity Nation.
I love Paul F. Tompkins so much.
So there was
Paul
F. Tompkins. So there was a booking available, a monthly booking at the Largo Theatre in LA, and so he took it over and do live shows of this particular podcast called Spontaneity Nation.
Are you telling me that you're giving me more Paul F. Tompkins?
I'm giving you more Paul F. Tompkins.
Describe what my face is doing right now.
Is she squishing it? So he starts off with a monologue from Paul F. Tompkins, just kind of talking about whatever weird stuff is on his mind. Then he gets a special guest in. They have a guest, a question asked by the previous guest, and then they talk a little about that. And then they introduce some improvisers, and then using a setting given to them from this week's guest and the conversation prompted by last week's guest, they do a little improvisation, one long story. And episodes go from between 40 minutes to an hour.
I'm so happy right now. That's yes.
Just yes. Long enough for Patrick.
I'm very excited, Zane.
Good. I do hope you enjoy it. It's something that I look forward to every week on Monday
evenings.
So it's
still unlike Thrilling Adventure Hour,
nope,
which
still
you
going.
Introduced to me and then cruelly ripped away. It's still going?
It is still going, yeah. Spontaneity Nation, it's pretty popular. A lot of big names appearing on it. A lot of Thrilling Adventure Hour alumni come through as improvisers or as special guests.
Has Padgett been on it?
Patton?
Yeah. Padgett's been on it once as a special guest. Patton, I believe, has been on again as a special guest.
I'm okay with this.
But yeah, you do get a lot of people doing the rounds, like if they're releasing a new TV show. So like people from Community, from The Good Place, they kind of come on as a special guest to have their interview, and then sometimes they stick around for the improv, but usually they let the improvisers do their thing.
Fun. Okay, well, right. Those are our recommendations for this week. So we had I Secretly Recorded My Boyfriend,
Spontaneity
Nation. I can't say words. And yours was?
#With the People Live with Joe Sepps.
That's how he listens to podcasts. Which he listens to podcasts.
So We guys, the People Live with Josh Zepps.
Thank you for the normal people out there. So have a listen to those ones. Feel free to tell us what you think as well. We're going to go away and have a listen to them, and you'll know what we think of them on Monday. In the meantime, keep sending us your podcasts or your recommendations for podcasts. Anything you like, throw it at us. We'll guarantee a listen and we'll tag you if we do end up reviewing it.
Yeah.
We are definitely including some of them in the next couple of weeks, so listen along if you've submitted. You can submit through any of our social medias. We have Twitter, we have Facebook, we have Instagram. You can go to thatsnotcanon.com/castology.
Correct.
And then you can what? What did you say?
Are we on Bebo?
I don't know.
What is Bebo?
It was like MySpace back when MySpace was a thing.
We are not on Bebo officially. We're officially not on Bebo.
Missing out on the Bebo crowd.
Let's not be. So Bebo crowd, if we're missing out on you and you feel hard done by it, Send us a note. Let us know. We are open to going on any social media that anyone, any significant amount of people are on.
AOL Messenger.
Not that. Or MSN or MySpace or anything like that. No, thank you, please. So we have been, Zane's looking at me like he wants me to say something else. No?
Yeah, no. Well, if you, like Liz, have trouble pronouncing Spontanea Nation and have no idea where to start with spelling it, just check the show notes.
Yes, we will have all of the links in the show notes for you. I feel like we don't mention the show notes enough, but guys, yeah, there are show notes.
We have show notes.
If you don't want to like type in stuff or think for yourself, go to our show notes and you can click on stuff and we'll make it real easy for you.
I don't usually provide links in my version of the show notes.
No, we usually get them for you.
Patrick, I do it for you, buddy.
Yeah.
Nice. But
now that you know about it, okay. It's happening.
Sure.
So I have been Liz Best and with me has been
Patrick Sheeran
and
Zane C. Weber.
And we're all saying a goodbye for this week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
What's your favorite TV show?
What's your favorite movie?
Do you think The Godfather is overrated?
Then you've tuned into the right place. I'm Shane.
I'm Josh.
I'm Chanstar.
And we're the Mighty Motion Picture Rangers. In-depth discussions on movies and TV. There's interviews, commentaries, and more top 10 lists than you can imagine. It's all available at the Mighty Motion Picture Rangers, available wherever you get your podcasts. Also available at thatsnotcanonproductions.com.